This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everyone on alert, please make, to the maximum extent you humanly can, make alternative plans for Monday right now.
Yeah, get out the snow blowers, more snow than you could ever imagine in New Jersey, New York, up and down some of the areas of the East Coast, some of my old stomping grounds. That frankly, I'm glad I don't have to do what you are hearing there, that snowblower, because that is going to be round the clock. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great weekend and you're safe and sound wherever you hail from and are listening to this show. That is one of the stories, the fact that you, Blasio, the mayor of New York, saying, just forget about Monday. Forget about it. You're not going anywhere. Because he knows. You know, you talk about a foot or more in that city and some of those boroughs, and as much as they can throw salt all over the place, I don't care how many pounds of salt you have, and some of you in the Midwest are chuckling, you know exactly what I mean. You can salt till your heart's content, and it's only going to do so much. Like, I-95 is a nightmare when you get this kind of weather. And any truckers listening out there, anybody who's traveled at all, I-95 is such a big stretch. So in Jersey, in Philly, in those areas, they're getting hammered. I mean, blizzard conditions. 2 feet of snow in some places. That's like 80 million people or so that are under this winter storm warning, watches, advisories. And, you know, sometimes that can vary a little from burb to burb, but not that much. So Washington, D.C. already covered. Also, Baltimore, Philly, New York City, same thing. In Chicago, in the Midwest, forget about the lake. There's like no visibility. And you can't even tell. It's like, whoa, am I on the lake? Or am I on the sidewalk? I had to walk the dog, and I can't tell what the difference is. Seriously. Insano. So in those areas, even dealing with that kind of weather and knowing what to do, and to my point of how much salt do you dump, it still is that intensity of forget about it. Now, we live in a world where at least 60% of the households or more, because it just depends, are working from home anyway. So no snow day. Bummer for the kids, right? Because normally for those kids going to school where they're not going to school, you'd get a snow day. But there's no snow day here. So you have to sled and do all those other things after virtual class. You know, flip on the computer and play the classroom version of Hollywood Squares, and then you get to go and do that whole sledding thing. So heavy snow, coastal flooding, high winds, you know, that's the whole mix of it. And the thing is that this, Mother Nature is relentless. She does not care that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and there are people desperate to get COVID shots, and they won't be able to do it in any of those places for at least a day. So that's the downside, because you can't, with that heavy snow, no, they're closing all of those places. And we see, because people are desperate to get some of those shots that are coming in. And that's all you can do. Prepare for it. Declare a state of emergency. You know, the governor of New York did the same thing. He's directing all the agencies to prepare for the worst, to assist whatever local governments need help, and just move from there. Now, the upside is, like I said, after classes are over, it's building the snowman time. It's snowball fights. It's real snow. It's not this glazed over kind of dusting. It is the most snow in some areas
that they've seen in a decade, including my friends in the Midwest. I know we have so many people listening in the great state of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service is saying, it's the most we've seen in like 10 years, where it's hitting the ground and sticking. 10 inches of snow around Milwaukee, and even more in some areas. So that snowblower sound, yeah, that's like the cicadas in the summer where I live. Like, it's just in the background, right? So now with the whole virtual thing, that's what you're hearing outside. What's going on outside? Well, it's the snow. We can't do anything about that. All right, speaking of the snow, one of the things that some people feel like they've been snowed when it comes to the vaccine, when it comes to where do they go, how do they get there, when is the second shot being scheduled, because now there's problems with that, going somewhere, having a number, thinking you have a number, then being told, oh no, that's not correct. And it's sad, frankly, in some of these distribution sites, what's happened to some of the people. Now, a lot of them are smoother, and it's just a matter of getting the supply. But there have been problems. There's older people who, they don't have this technology access to try to figure out, well, how do I stay online all day long and try to get somewhere? How do I get to this pharmacy, that county, this thing? And you've got a lot of children who are trying to help, you know, their parents navigate a system that is being untangled, but still is tangled. Make no mistake about that. There still is confusion about where do you go? How do I get in line for this? And then, oh yeah, we have these variants, and is the vaccine going to cover that? What's so interesting is, and a big shout out to the Watchdog in West Virginia, and they carry the show, and lots of you send me emails from West Virginia. But when it comes to COVID-19, I was listening to the governor, JJ, today, and they got you covered. He said, you give us enough shots, we're covered. So they get the award for vaccinating the most people, meaning we got the vaccines in and we crushed it. So West Virginia is the gold medalist, seriously, in COVID vaccinations. What is it about West Virginia? It's because that's what they say. People wanted it. It's a rural state with an older population. So a lot of people thought, oh, it's going to be like all these other places where they're struggling to figure this out, but not at all. Instead, you have counties like Jefferson and Morgan and Pendleton, and they knew the pharmacies, these small chains of pharmacies knew what was happening and how they could vaccinate and get the vaccines into the arms of the people they needed to get them into. So they really came up with a strategy to be able to figure it out and get them on their own. They didn't even partner up in some cases with a federal partnership with CVS and Walgreens and all the big chains. Instead, they did the independent drugstores. Wow, good on them. 85% of their delivered doses already used. Bravo, West Virginia. COVID, how bad is it? What was January like as we turn the page into February? We got the bleak numbers next.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
When it comes down to COVID, well, you know I'm going to give you the numbers here on this show. We always do. So at this point, we're at a mark that's the worst that we've seen in January. We hit over 90,000 deaths, total deaths in the U.S., 441,000. That's out of 26.2 million cases. If we roll that all up and talk about our brothers and sisters around the world, 2.23 million, rather, deaths. That's out of 103 million cases. So it's the worst that we've seen. And we knew it was going to be bleak, and now we have the snowstorm that disrupts the vaccines across the Northeast, but that will bounce back. We've got a scramble for new vaccines, Johnson & Johnson trying to get theirs through. And at this point, listen, I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and the buzz in the backyard is the pandemic and what's happening with vaccinations. And if you don't want the vaccinations, is there enough, you know, will we get to that herd immunity? And are people playing chicken with that, thinking, well, I don't need to get the vaccine because enough people are getting it? You see what Kate's saying, you see what other people are saying, that you can't even, the line is incredible and you can't even get to it. So why bother? But if too many people think that, then it'll have the opposite effect. But I think we have to worry more about just get the vaccine. And what about these variants? At what point is a booster not enough? What happens then? What happens next? The vaccine from Johnson & Johnson has been found to be safe. So the EU has authorized AstraZeneca's vaccine. The, you know, Americans are worried about getting the vaccine and having problems at these with the distribution centers in some case. And then the upshot of this is if you get COVID-19 and you do survive it, then sometimes you have this, you become one of these COVID long haulers, and this can be terrible, where you have incredible athletes who can't go back to doing what they did because they still have problems of exhaustion, even getting out of bed, even doing the littlest things. There's people that just have lost their sense of smell and taste. Sometimes it comes back in 6 months, depending on when they got it, and sometimes they don't get it back at all, although the good news on that is the doctors believe it's only going to be a small amount of people that don't get that sense of smell and taste back. So, but it's creepy to think of, well, thank goodness I survived, but then here's the other part of this. I can't tell what's happening. If something's on fire, something's burning, I have no idea unless I see smoke. There was a terrible story about that. Was something I read, it might have been in USA Today, about one of the survivors saying that they didn't know what happened because they didn't smell a fire. And there was a fire. The house was on fire. And they couldn't smell anything. A fire broke out on one side of their bedroom wall, and they had no idea because they couldn't smell it. So luckily, there were other people that were staying with them, and they banged the door down and pretty much rescued them. The two that were in the bed that had, she had no sense of smell. That didn't, she couldn't smell anything. So there's the danger in that. And a year into this pandemic, researchers aren't sure when COVID-19 survivors get those senses back, if ever. So they're struggling with long-term safety, hygiene, psychiatric implications for that loss. And that's the thing. The smell and the taste is just one thing. And you're almost lucky if that's all it is. And you don't have those other long-hauler effects that some people have, where it's just complete dizziness half the time and whatnot, because we talk so much about survive or don't survive. I mean, I say it. I say, you know, here's the recovery number, because to me that's my favorite number. But the recovery number doesn't mean that all these people are bouncing back and they're ready to mask up and run a marathon. Luckily, most people regain, for example, their senses within a few weeks, but at least 5 to 10%, they say, continue to have symptoms after 6 months. And that's rough, right? Some have had to put their jobs on hold, use every piece of leave that they could possibly find to be able to get through this. So that's where we're at. The numbers are the numbers, and they vary from place to place. And we still see that there's some hot spots in Arizona and, of course, in Los Angeles. Same thing. And we know if you're traveling bus, train, any of that kind of stuff, see, there's no question. You got to mask up at this point because them's the rules. Because the idea is not to spread it. We got a big event coming up, which is like a holiday for many people in the United States. It's the Super Bowl. And yes, there are not going to be people there. There's going to be a handful of people there, or, you know, less than 10,000 in their frontline folks that were chosen to go there, which is great, a great reward for them to be in Tampa to see Tampa play KC, which I think will be a great game. But it's usually a game where there's mega parties, mega family get-togethers, big family get-togethers, big posse. I call it your posse, your friends, your buddies, your pack, whoever you hang out with. There's all kinds of parties, you know, from suburban parties to bigger parties, usually in Vegas. This is a huge time of year because they want to see it on the big screens and they want to bet on it and all of that sort of thing. So the worry is, does this become a spread event? And that's the worry for public transportation. And we already know that. Getting on planes, you know, all of that, and what you could possibly be exposed to if you didn't have people masking up. And they're even talking about double masking. I think the last time I was on the air, we were talking about that. And we've talked to Dr. Sal about that in the past, and we'll have him back on and talk more about, okay, now with these variants, what are we seeing? What are you hearing? What's happening in some of these labs? And that's it. I mean, that's where we're at. So we got this winter storm. We've got another biggie as far as politics is concerned. We had the Republican senators sending a letter to Biden. There was 10 of them on COVID relief saying, we want to help you with this. There's things they didn't like in the COVID-19 relief bill. This is $1.9 trillion, and it's kind of similar to what Trump's was, but is there going to be enough support for this? They don't have to have necessarily bipartisan support, but apparently they want it. And then the other part of this is the former president, Trump, is getting ready, of course, for this Senate trial that's set to begin. He's the first president to be impeached twice. We know that. And he's made a switch with his legal team, and they've got things that are due. They've got some filings that are due coming up on Tuesday because they have to respond officially to the article of impeachment that was passed by the House charging President Trump with inciting an insurrection at the Capitol. That trial starts the week of the 8th, and I think a lot of what that evidence is going to be what people tweeted, what they said, the videos, all of that. And that's what it seems like they're gearing up for, what happened at the Capitol, going through the eyes of the people that ended up getting in there, smashing things, all the things that, you know, ultimately happened. And so there was a big switch in his defense team, legal team is really what it is, would be David Schoen, who's a big criminal defense attorney who works in Alabama and New York, and then Bruce Castor Jr., who's a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. Both of them big on trials, big on this area, taking a look at what the evidence would look like. So there was a huge switch there. Coming up, we're going to head to the mailbag. And the mailbag, I say this all the time, it's probably like ad nauseum. You just know it's always full. I'd be shocked if I came in and I did not have a full mailbag. So mailbag is full. Lots of different takes on what's going on with the COVID-19 relief, with the vaccine, and problems in trying to get the vaccine, changing your mind on getting the vaccine and feeling like you need to get it because you want things to return to normal. And, oh, yeah, the question I get all the time, when do I think things will go back to the way they were? And, you know, my magic eight ball is busted every time I ask that question. Oh, please, tell me it will get back to normal. Every time I shake it, it says, ask again later. See you on the flip side.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases appear to be slowing as the rolling 7-day average in the U.S. has fallen by nearly 40% since a peak in early January. But even as hospitalizations are also falling, deaths remain high with an average above 3,000 a day over the last week. But some experts warn another surge could be on the way with new variants spreading. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS has faced the nation that the current crop of vaccines should protect against the strain from the UK, but newer, more transmissible variants from Brazil and South Africa could be a different story.
Immunization and prior infection appears to be protective against the B117 variant, as protective. That's not the case with the Brazilian and South African variant, P1 and B1351, where prior infection, the immunity you get from being infected, as well as the immunity you get from vaccination, does not appear to be as protective against those variants.
This is USA Radio News. Infectious disease experts are warning of another surge in coronavirus cases thanks to the more transmissible variant of the virus from the UK. That strain has been identified in patients in 30 states. Dr. Michael Osterholm believes the variant from the UK could bring a larger surge than we've seen so far, and it could be coming in the next 2 to 4 months. The director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy tells NBC's Meet the Press that should change our vaccination efforts.
We do know that if we look at these first doses, that in fact we can even get higher numbers than you just laid out by the time of the third week after vaccination. So we still want to get 2 doses in everyone, but I think right now in advance of this surge, we need to get as many 1 doses in as many people over 65 as we possibly can to reduce a serious illness and deaths that are going to occur over the weeks ahead.
This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Kate Delaney, thanks so much for flipping me all these emails. You can do the same 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It's just that easy. Just like Neil did. Neil says, Kate, I'm so tired of COVID-19. I'm so tired of the mask. I'm so tired of this whole thing. But I totally get it, sister, because if we don't crush it, we're going to continue to live this way. So I think we're all on board with that. And whether or not you want to get a vaccine, let's hope enough people get the vaccine. I'm on board with it. Hey, if I feel a little bruised, a little woozy, but I'm protected, I will take that chance. I think your analogy about polio is right on. And imagine if people didn't do the polio thing. Where would we be right now? And I'm sure there were people that were hesitant to do it. They had to beg people to sign up for it, too, in the beginning. Yes, some protocols had to be jumped to make sure that the vaccines were safe, and it was faster than normal. But I, again, would take my chances, and I think everyone on my block, which, by the way, is heavily GOP, they're all getting it. Everybody's talking about how to get it, where to find it, sign up for it here, sign up for there. We're all trying to help each other, and I think that's the beauty of my community. I wish everybody else the best in searching and hunting for this vaccine. Get it and get it today. All right, so you're singing my tune. My tune is the same. Is if I feel like I'm taking a chance, I'll take a chance on that. And especially from everything that I've heard, and especially people who have gotten the shots, trust me, some of these high-profile people, they're not getting jabbed with this vaccine seriously if they don't believe the science behind it, right? So I think we are, like, I hope we're beyond that. And then people who are really, really hardcore anti-vaxxers anyway, if you're talking about a hardcore thread, fine, because those people in no way know how we're going to get it anyway. All right, let's go to this one from Tom. He's listening to us in New Jersey, and he says, Kate, wow, it is Snowmageddon. You cannot see anywhere. My car was buried within hours, and it's all about that putting your back into it. I can only imagine what it was like when you were growing up. Can you imagine what it's like for my kids, because now they're dealing with the pandemic and they're dealing with snow. They're actually having fun in the snow, and I appreciate their arms because I've had them all out with the shovel, and it's just non-stop. I mean, it is hitting us big, big, big time. It's the most snow that I think I've seen in maybe 11, 12 years. I'm not even really sure, but it is a blizzard. So whatever the weather people are telling you, where you are in your satellite facility, just double the amounts. All right, I love that. You know, you said you're in Jersey. Well, the governor declared a state of emergency starting, like, as soon as it started to fall on Sunday. Forget about it. I'm doing this, because they had, like, 2 to 4 inches of snow that was starting to pack in heavy, and they knew it was going to intensify. They were getting like 3 inches an hour. So that's a blizzard when you get pounded, because it just keeps coming. So they, New Jersey Transit and the 6 vaccine mega sites, because they have big mega sites. One of them was at the stadium, MetLife Stadium. They just had to say they got to call it, because, yeah, of course, there's no way. You're not getting on transit. That's not happening. And the same thing, obviously, in New York and Washington, they were talking about it, because it's like more than a nor'easter, you know, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to try to get in as many as I can. This one from Louise, who I don't think we've ever heard from Louise on this show. Kate, I laughed so hard when I heard you talking about GameStop and all the nonsense with GameStop and what they did with the stock. Power to the little guy, right? Hey, game the system, so to speak. And that's how it goes. But I can't imagine that Robinhood can continue the way they are, because everybody's up their backside in what allowed to happen, but with what has happened. And now people are furious that they've got restrictions. They had to even get some money because of what was going on with what they had to pump out there. All right, yeah, that's kind of a convoluted way to say, you're right, that they slimmed the restricted list to 8 stocks. But here's what they did. Users, this is dirty pool, I think, but users can still only buy 1 share of GameStop. So some people made some serious dough through Robinhood using that on GameStop. It was all about when you're cashing in and what's going on. But they can only buy 1 share of GameStop, and they have up to 5 option contracts and up to 10 of AMC and 10 option contracts, so putting the limits, etc. So that Robinhood said that's for users whose holdings already exceeded those numbers. So there you go. And they, you know, look, there's already lawsuits. So people are furious. There's already lawsuits because they're restricting some users trading in a high number of volatile stocks that were heavily, you know, shorted. GameStop, if you don't know the story, the shares rose more than 400% last week. 400%. And they're up 1,600% this year because of the online traders that were encouraged on Reddit message boards to upend the short sellers. because, you know, nobody's going to GameStop. It's obsolete. So it's a tanked stock, and all of a sudden it flew up, and that's what happened. AMC shares, same thing. 280% up for the year, 525% for the year to date. So, you know, this is the game that's being played, and I think that the rich guys don't like it. The Wall Street cats don't like it because that's, you know, that's part of what they do, hedge funds, is looking at stocks, betting on stocks that are going to keep losing. And to have it rise is what really, really, really hit them. And I wonder if there's going to end up being some sort of regulations or something that will come of this, because of course, you know, there's going to be a hearing. There's always a hearing on everything after the fact, and then trying to pull it apart. And I think the lawsuits, there's going to be a ton of lawsuits. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to another one. Try to get as many as we can. I said it before, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. It's just that easy. So we move to this one from Jake in Austin. He's been listening to us for a long time. Yo, Delaney. So I don't understand what is happening with all of the social media sites now panicking and trying to decide what was their what is in the interest of the community, who they're ditching, what you can say, blah, blah, blah. And I think that Mark Zuckerberg is talking out of both sides of his face. What do you think after this mob that went on the Capitol and took siege on social media? What do you think that they're going to do with all of this political discussion that always becomes divisive? Let's face it, on the platform, it's what's been happening for a long time. People aren't being polite when somebody posts something somebody doesn't like about their political belief, party, or some action that's happening or not happening in Washington. I don't know, because it's interesting, and I know why you're asking me that question, because here we are. I think they're trying to figure it out, frankly. I think they're feeling it out. What do we do now? Because one of the things that Zuckerberg said during his company's fourth quarter earnings call last week is that there can be people that organize grassroots movements or speak out against injustice or learn from people with different perspectives. But he said one of the feedbacks that they were hearing from their community is that people don't want politics and fighting taking over their experiences. So what do? Post something that says you cannot post anything political? Because half of what's on Facebook is political. And it has always been, meaning it doesn't matter who the president was in the past. I mean, yes, the vitriol and especially the Capitol stuff, of course, that was posted all over, then taken down, and all the things that happened, obviously. But there's always been political conversation. And it's always been nasty because somebody posts something and then somebody else doesn't like that point of view, then they take it down, or they don't take it down, or they defriend people or whatever. So I guess they're exploring ways to avoid the political brawls in news feeds, which is just a platform where people say, here's a picture of my grandson. This person was just born. Oh my gosh, we went to a movie whatever it is. The innocuous stuff, there's always things that are not innocuous because it's the person's opinion. Remember that song, Free to Be You and Me? So this is really interesting to figure out how you navigate that, because the scrutiny of Facebook and all these other platforms and how they're handling political speech is definitely intense. I mean, so they just say you can't post anything political? How do you do that? How do you go from one to the other? I think it's incredibly tough to be able to do that. Yeah. All right. We continue to roll on. Hang on big time. It's going to be fun on the flip side.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Sir Eric is with us, our technical maestro for the show. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. No snow to dig out of where I am. Is there a lot of snow where you are?
No. It hasn't snowed for a few days now, so. But, I mean, yeah, there's always going to be snow on the sides, but it hasn't snowed for a while here.
Yeah, nice. All right, so for this or that, let's start off with this one. I have an interesting story to talk about here, but roller coaster versus the flying chairs. You know, the chairs that you sit in, and then it gets higher and higher, and then you're going round and round, and there's, I don't know, 50 others that are on the chairs that are flying around in the sky as well. Or do you prefer roller coaster, this or that?
Definitely roller coasters.
So it doesn't scare you when you feel like you're going to fly off and you're who knows how many G's you're going or any of that?
No way. That's the point.
That's the point. All right, so I was like you. I was a big roller coaster fan, really, as a kid. I think I like that your stomach dropping thing. So I got something to tell you. So we both like coasters. We have to do this. Somehow I'm going to arrange it. I used to work briefly at an amusement park when I was in college. Because I decided, of course, everybody can laugh at this, but you know when you get really ambitious and you're just going to make a whole bunch of money, even if you have to work five jobs at one time? Well, like I was like that. So I worked at Six Flags. It was called Great Adventure. And they've got a new roller coaster. It's called the Jersey Devil. And they're almost through with it. And they say it's going to be the biggest period ever on the planet. It's going to open this year. It's going to hit heights of 130 feet and speeds of 58 miles an hour. You'll go over 3,000 feet of track. So the Jersey Devil coaster is going to be the tallest, longest, and fastest single rail coaster in the world.
Sweet. I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued, too. I'm intrigued. I mean, it's like a dozen passenger trains, single file down this, you know, 87-degree initial drop, and three inversions, and riders straddle the monorail track. It's crazy. Crazy!
So is that going to be at every Six Flags?
No, it's the Jersey Devil Coaster,
and
it's in Jackson, New Jersey. And I'll finish the story for you. You know, I'm sure you've had odd jobs, and I took a job where I got this job in the amusement park, and I was like a shrimp, I swear. You know, like soaking wet, 100 pounds or whatever. And I had these work boots and whatever they made you wear. And the gondolas would come. They had these, like, gondolas that were go around the park, and they come down. And my job was to slow them down so they didn't all smash into each other and scare the people. Oh, Eric. Within, like, I think an hour, I don't know how many cars I smashed up with terrified kids and families. Because I was like a bad brake person. I couldn't use my body to brake it. I tried, but I didn't have that stamina. Like, it dragged me back. And so it would hit the other car. So you know what they did? They moved me to, you know, the cars that spark and you drive them around.
Bumper cars.
Bumper cars. They moved me to bumper cars, and my job there was I had to stand on the back of, like, just pick some random kid's bumper car and just move and make sure they weren't, you know, smacking into each other 100 miles an hour.
Did you like that part?
No. I didn't like the sparks that were flying all around me all the time. So, you know, so I started thinking about this. It was a fun job, but a terrible job at that amusement park. And I think the pay was good, and plus we would get free entrance into the park. Do you remember, like, one of your worst jobs that you did?
Not really. They were all pretty boring. Not like like what you just said. I've never heard that insight coming from a worker at a, you know, theme park.
At an amusement park? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you work long, long hours. All right, so typical of when we do this or that, and typical of everybody listening to us, food is a big focus for all of us in our lives, especially now. So when you do, we call them Sammies, but when you do a sandwich, tomatoes, no tomatoes, this or that. Are you a tomato guy or no tomatoes on the sandwich?
Yeah, I'm a tomato guy for sure.
Tomatoes, so any whatever it is, roast beef, cheese, and salami, whatever it is.
Yeah, I feel like tomatoes go with almost anything, like as far as Sammies go.
All right, I agree that they probably go with almost anything. I can't stand to have tomatoes on my sandwiches because I think it makes them soggy. So I like tomatoes, but I take them off and I eat them separately. Like, I put salt and pepper on them, I just eat them separate.
Interesting.
Right, so if I go to a sub place, I'm not high maintenance either, so nobody thinks that, but I'll just say, hey, just can you put them on the side? So, like, if I went to a Subway, they would just put it in a little cup. And I just eat it like that.
That's the first weird thing that I've heard you say about yourself.
Yeah, it's just to me, because it just And maybe it's not soggy if you eat it right away, and maybe that's what the problem is. That a lot of times, like I get a sandwich and I'm doing a million things, and then it's how long is it sitting there?
Does it matter if it's like an organic tomato, like a homegrown tomato, or versus like a crappy grocery store one?
You know what? I like the nicer tomatoes. This is something you might not know either, because I grew up in New Jersey. The best tomatoes are in New Jersey. That's what they call New Jersey. People make fun of this, but they call it the Garden State because it used to be all farms. So Jersey tomatoes are some of the best tomatoes.
I had no idea.
I know it's so surprising to people. You'd see all these farmers' markets on the side of the road and all this stuff. The tomato production is insane, and it's tender and juicy and all that kind of stuff because it stays on the vine, so it ripens just perfectly. And think about it. Campbell's soup is there, so tomato soup, Campbell's soup. They use the Jersey tomatoes. I don't know. It's just kind of interesting. It's just a little weird fun fact that I think a lot of people just don't. They don't realize.
Yeah, that's
right.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's a cool fact.
Yeah, it's a cool fact. All right, so you're kind of kicking back at home, watching some movies with your girl, whatever. Maybe playing a little cards. Maybe having a little cocktail. Are you more comfortable now, especially with the pandemic? Are you putting on sweats? Or are you putting on, or do you have jeans on? This or that? Which are you doing?
Honestly, that hasn't changed for me. I still wear. That's all I really wear are like sweats and jeans, unless I'm at the gym.
So sweats. So it could be either or. So you're not saying there's even a preference. So it's not like, I got my jeans on, but I come home from work, I'm just gonna throw on some sweats and hang out and be comfortable and watch this movie.
Oh, at home. Okay, you're right. Let's see.
Yeah,
so at home, yeah, I'll either be in my sweats or my underwear.
Oh, so you sit around in your boxers then, like, hey, let's watch a movie. I got my undershirt on and my top, and I got my boxers on.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
I love it. Oh, that's great. Okay, that's all I needed to know. So, for me, it would be sweatpants. I wear jeans a bunch, but I would put sweatpants on. Definitely, definitely, definitely. All right, always entertaining, this or that, Sir Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.